Well, the Center for Young Musicians are here today, or is here today, and they have provided pianists who are going to be with us, and we're going to listen to all five and talk with all five. And first up, we have from Providence Heights Alpha School in Ross Township, a girl who is in third grade. She's 9 years old. We'll talk with her in a minute. Her name is Clara. We're going to talk with Clara in a moment. Abby, you can go up and get ready. Abby's going to be our next pianist. And if you have comments you'd like to share or greetings, you can do so at 412-200-5975 by text, 412-200-5975. Clara, you picked a piece that my mom used to play when I was growing up, and my mom always found it really challenging to play. It's a hard piece. Have you practiced that piece a lot? You played it really well.
Yeah, I practice it a lot every day.
What's its name?
It's a Sonatina by Clemente.
Yeah, you brought back a lot of memories as I listened to it, because I can remember, you know, my own mom sort of, I won't say struggling, but just try making her way through that. It sounded beautiful. You made me think of her. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hello to my uncle and my cousin Davin and my grandparents at home.
Great. Well, you sounded just terrific, and thank you for being with us. Would you like to introduce the next person who's going to play?
That's Abby.
Okay. Here she is. Take it away, Abby. There you have Abby, who is going to come back up as Lakshmi gets ready to play. And before we go to Abby, I have a couple messages to pass along to Clara that came in. Uncle and Aunt Victor and Kristen Costello in California listened to you this morning, and they said that you sounded amazing. And there also is a message from Papa and Baba. We are proud of you. Beautiful, Clara, they write. And there also is a message from Uncle Damien and cousin, is it Davin or Davin?
Davin,
listening from the Navajo Nation, and they'd like you to come and visit soon. Isn't that nice that you have all these fans that are out there? Now, Abby, Sarah Grand says, so happy for you. You're a great pianist. Who's Sarah Grand?
She's one of my friends at school.
Does she play piano?
No, she does not.
Because she'd have a grand piano if she played piano. Your brother Will wrote, and he said, love, Will. Abby, you were amazing. Great job. I'm proud of you, and I believe, I'm having trouble reading who that's from, but I'm proud of you, it says. And they also mention how much, you are amazing, and we love you. So there's a lot of people out there who love you. I think this is there a phoenix in your family?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, that's for mom, dad, grandma. Is there a Pranav? Pranav? Whose brother is Pranav? Oh, that's Lakshmi's brother. Okay, and Phoenix the dog is in Lakshmi's family. So tell me about yourself, Abby.
Well, I'm in fourth grade. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Swickley Academy.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yes, I'm going to say hello to some of my classmates who are listening, my uncles, my aunts, my brothers, my parents, and that's it.
This doesn't happen very often, but you can all put your headphones on for a second here because there are people that want to talk to you, which I think is wonderful. Abby, you've got some relatives here that want to say hello to you. And you're only going to be able to hear them if you put some headphones on. Hi, who's this?
Aunt Cressy.
Go ahead, you two can talk.
Hi.
Hi, Abby, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You did amazing.
Thanks.
Where are you from?
I've got Brady here, too.
Hi. Oh, really? Hi.
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Portland, Oregon.
Well, thank you for calling. I hope you'll tune in all the time. Abby sounded great, didn't she?
Perfect.
Well, great. I hope you'll come. Have you been to Pittsburgh before?
We have.
Do you think Portland and Pittsburgh are similar? That's what a lot of people say.
Very similar, and there's a great music scene in both cities.
Great. Well, thank you for calling. Anything else you want to say, Abby?
Just thanks for listening.
You're welcome. We love you.
Love you.
Abby, bye. Abby, check out who this is. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Is that you, Abby?
Yes.
This is Angelina. I used to live in Pittsburgh with you.
Oh, yeah, Angelina. Hi.
Hi. I was just listening to you play the piano. It was awesome.
Thanks.
You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
Where do you live now, Angelina?
I live in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's so sweet of you to call. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Now, we're gonna get to Lakshmi in just a moment, who also has some messages. Before we're going to take one last call. I'm not sure who this is. What's your name, ma'am?
Hi, yes. I'm calling for Lakshmi.
Can you hang on for one moment? She's going to play. Okay. You'll be able to hear her through the telephone. You can't hear her, or she can't hear you right now. You've got an aunt listening. Let's listen to Lakshmi play. She also goes to Swickley Academy and is in fifth grade.
Thank you.
Very good, Lakshmi. And we already have somebody that wants to speak with you. And as you get up or as you get down, we'll get our next performer up. You're listening to Pianists from the Center for Young Musicians here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Jane is going to come up in just a moment. But first, we have this aunt that wants to say hello to you. Ma'am, you're in New Jersey, and Lakshmi can hear you now.
Okay. Hi, Lakshmi. This is your aunt, Baga Prima.
Hi.
Hi, you sounded great. We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
It's nice of you to call. What part of New Jersey do you live in?
We live in Warren, New Jersey.
Well, thank you for calling. Is there anything else you'd like to say to Lakshmi?
Yes, her aunt Gargi is listening in as well, and her cousins, Adi and Deepta, and her uncle as well. So we're all so proud of her.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Let me also, Uncle David in Los Angeles says that Abby rocked it. And then we have some other messages for Lakshmi. I'll give you the number, by the way, in just a moment. If you'd like to pass along a message, and there's so many coming in here for our musicians, and I'm trying to find the ones I've already read and the ones I haven't read before. And was this one for Lakshmi? Oh, yes. A shout out to Simi for her patience and love for her students, mom, dad, grandma, Pranav, and Phoenix the dog. So, Lakshmi, that one makes sense from your perspective, including Phoenix the dog. Mr. and Mrs. Miner in Sydney say that they're proud of you. Who are they?
They're actually Jane's parents.
Jane's parents. Justin and Aunt Marianne can't wait to hear you play, Jane. And I believe we had one more for you, Jane, that came in very early this morning, sort of an advanced good luck. I'll find that as you begin to play. So our next person that you're going to hear play is Jane, who is also in fifth grade from Sewickley Academy. You can text us a message at 412-200-5975. Here's Jane. Jane, that was great. And Kush, stay where you are. We're going to talk with you in just a moment. Let me turn back to Abby for a moment because I forgot to ask you the name of the piece you played.
The name of the piece was Sonatina in G.
And let's see. We also have some additional greetings for you, Abby. Jaden is very proud.
Oh, Jaden, he's from my class.
And Uncle Dick also, and Jennifer and Tia say hello, and also Uncle Rick and Aunt Amy. You have quite a big fan club. And Lakshmi, what? I meant to ask you the piece you played too.
I played a sonatina too.
Okay, and let me talk to Jane now. Just pivot that microphone over. Jane, it's lovely to have you play. What piece did you just play?
I played ballade.
And can you? You are in fifth grade at Swickley Academy as well.
Yes.
And I was looking. I know we have some messages for you, and they're getting mixed up a little bit. I'm trying to keep them all organized. And I know there was a message for Jane in here. And I'll find it if I can't find it right away. But thank you for playing. It came in early on. Somebody said, we want to be sure Jane does a great job. Wish her good luck. And it's just not I'll find it.
Okay.
I'll find it. Let me talk to Kush right now. What piece are you about to play?
I'm about to play Sonatina in F major.
And what grade are you in?
Sixth at Pine Richland.
Excellent. I'll let you step up to the piano. So many comments for Abby. Another one, the Sultazni family. How do you say their name?
Sultani.
Great. They're listening and say hello. And now, finally, we have Kush. Beautifully done, Kush. And I have messages for you and also for Jane. I knew I had messages hiding somewhere. Oma and Pap-Pap say hello to you, Jane. They're listening. And so do Mom, Dad, Sydney, and Gracie. Who's Gracie?
My dog.
Do you remember? I have a cat named Gracie.
No.
I do, but so we have to get them together sometime. Justin and Aunt Mary Ann say hello to you. And also, I think, yes, that's it. And I know I have some for Kush, too. Let me quickly. They're so mixed up. I've got a search on your name. Archana, is that, how'd I do with that? Archana?
It's Archana, and Archana. She's my mom.
Well, she says, great job, and thanks, Simi, for your patience. And she thanked us, too, which was awfully kind of you to do. You didn't have to do that. It's our pleasure to be able to feature pianists here from the Center for Young Musicians. There's a few more for Kush, including Kunai.
It's Kunal, I think.
Oh, it's Kunal. You're right.
He's my cousin.
Your cousin says hello. Wow. Busy morning. You guys all have lots and lots and lots of fans. Lauren and Kyle also listening. Thank you all for being here. You can learn more about the Center for Young Musicians at youngmusicians.org. If we could not get your call mentioned or on the air or your text mentioned, our apologies. We tried to get to everybody that came in. And thank you for playing.